For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. The Société de Transport de Montréal is calling on a workplace tribunal to intervene and order its unionized maintenance workers to stop purposely slowing down their work as a form of illegal pressure tactics that is causing a 10% shortage of the required number of buses during rush hour. During the hearing, the maintenance union president said he gave no order for his members to slow down their work and further revealed that the STM has employed a new method of refueling buses that has resulted in a record number of them running out of fuel while on their routes. A house fire in Halifax claimed the lives of 7 children, the youngest of which is only 3 months old. The incident, classified as the deadliest house fire in recent Nova Scotia history, happened in the Spryfield community of Halifax. All the victims are members of a Syrian family who moved to Halifax in 2017 in order to seek safety from the ongoing conflict in their native country. Halifax Regional Police are still investigating the incident, but still have no thorough leads as to what might have initiated such a catastrophic fire that sealed the fate of 7 young lives. Images of the fire were shared on social media. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, "Words fail when children are taken from us too soon, especially in circumstances like this." In an attempt to honor a diverse group of women who inspire and foster change through their humanitarian efforts, L'Oréal Paris announced the remarkable recipients of its third annual Women of Worth program. Each honoree will be receiving a $10,000 grant for her charity, as well as an all-expense-pay trip to the awards gala, which will be held in Toronto on International Women's Day, March 8th. By visiting womenofworth.ca, Canadians can cast their vote online for one national honoree who will be awarded an additional $10,000 grant. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.